Well, hello, this is Paul Scharf for Whitcomb Ministries. I'm here today with author and theologian and Bible scholar Dr. John Whitcomb. And we have something really exciting that we're going to talk about and share with you today. I'm very excited to be working with Dr. Whitcomb on planning a very special event that's coming up on Saturday, November 5th, 2005. It's going to be held in the Calvary Baptist Church facilities, their brand new facilities, West Campus in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And it's going to be held in coordination with a wonderful ministry that Dr. Whitcomb has had a great friendship with called Answers in Genesis, and many of you know that group, the group begun by Ken Ham, famous creationist lecturer. And by the way, Answers in Genesis also has a page here on sermonaudio.com. And this event, Dr. Whitcomb, has a very special name. It's called the Second Annual Day with Whitcomb Ministries. And this is, it's obviously the second, but only the second of something that was just begun last summer. Can you just say a word of testimony about all of this?
Yes, under God, we just thank Paul and Lamette Scharf so much for implementing and following through with this plan to reach not only southeastern Wisconsin, the greater Milwaukee area, with a solid Christ-centered biblical presentation. Last year, it was on how the world will end, the rapture of the church, and the events that shall follow in heaven and on earth with Dr. Thomas Ice, a world-renowned expert on biblical prophecy, eschatology. And God bless that conference. We learned a few things about how to improve, and we trust that we will implement those lessons, those discoveries, to an even greater conference this fall on November the 5th, 2005, God willing. We look back with thankfulness for those who supported our first effort and last August of 2004, and trust, friends, that you can join us this time for an all-day Saturday event. And we will explain some of those details in a moment. Paul, would you like to introduce some of the basics of that wonderful day together with Whitcomb Ministries? Thank you.
Well, I sure would, Dr. Whitcomb. This day, this conference, day-long conference, has a very special name. It's called Creation, the Christian's Vital Heritage. And Dr. Whitcomb, as we approach this fall season of the year, I think it's just a logical time when we can think about our heritage. We think about the end of the year. We think about Thanksgiving. We think about some important events in church history that are celebrated in the fall of the year that are remembered, such as the Reformation especially. And this conference on creationism is going to take place, as you said, in southeastern Wisconsin, Menominee Falls, at this wonderful time of the year when the colors have changed and the harvest is ready. And we're going to gather together that day and think about creationism as our heritage. And we have a really rich schedule, packed schedule for that day that Dr. Whitcomb has asked me to share just a little bit about. As he said, our guest keynote speaker, speaking alongside Dr. Whitcomb, will be Dr. Terry Mortensen. And Dr. Whitcomb is going to say more about him in a moment. We're also going to be blessed to have wonderful music, both congregational singing as well as vocal solos from Mrs. Sherry Trainer. She has produced a CD called His Way is Perfect that is available through the Wilds Music, and you can see more about that here on sermonaudio.com on Dr. Whitcomb's page. And Mrs. Trainer is on staff along with her husband at Faith Baptist Bible College and Theological Seminary in Ankeny, Iowa, and she will do a wonderful job and bring some very good music that will just serve to make for a really special day and to amplify the message that's presented in each of the sessions. there are going to be, as I said, six teaching sessions beginning at 8:30 in the morning, stretching till 4 o'clock or so in the afternoon. And we'd love to have any of you who are listening come to this second annual Day with Whitcomb Ministries. And I might also add that this special date isn't even going to end at 4 o'clock, but in the evening at 7 o'clock, Dr. Whitcomb is going to be honored to speak at the Waukesha County Exposition Center, which those of you in southeastern Wisconsin realize is home to the monthly VCY rallies. And Dr. Whitcomb has been invited by VCY America to speak at their monthly rally the same night, the night of that conference, following this day-long conference. And Dr. Whitcomb, that kind of brings us full circle, because really the thing that piqued our interest in even being able to try to have conferences in southeastern Wisconsin and the Milwaukee area is that WVCY's television station has very graciously been showing your videotapes on television for more than 4 years, and you've gotten some really good response from that, haven't you?
Well, Paul, we're just amazed at how many people email us or phone us and say, we saw your program on TV about how the world began, the creation events, the Genesis flood, the Tower of Babel disaster, and tell us more. What do you have in the way of tapes and books and charts that will help us and our families and our churches? And we've been happy to send our order forms listing these materials, and friends, we'll be glad to explain to you how you too can have these available to you. One of the things that excites me about this conference, of course, is our guest lecturer, Dr. Terry Mortensen. I'm looking at a photograph of his family right now, a wonderful family of 8 children. They were missionaries in Eastern Europe for about 20 years, and now he received his PhD at a university in England, studying how the geologists and even the theologians of England and the United Kingdom 200 years ago abandoned the biblical perspectives on origins to accommodate the currently popular trends on millions and millions of years of Earth history through scientists like Hutton, James Hutton of Scotland, and Charles Lyell, and others later on. But he has put together his discoveries through a careful study of how all these compromises began and therefore why they're happening today. And the title of this magnificent book is called The Great Turning Point. Subtitle: The Church's Catastrophic Mistake on Geology Before Darwin. We can't, in other words, blame Charles Darwin for everything. His book, published, as we know, in 1859, was Satan's instrument to practically destroy the credibility of the early chapters of Genesis, even in the Christian world. And major denominations succumbed, collapsed, caved in before this avalanche, you see, of uniformitarian and evolutionary heresy and perversion. Now, only in this past 20 or 30 years has there been a revival of creationism, biblical creationism, scientific creationism. And we need to see how this started, what's happening today, in the light of these discussions. Now, Dr. Mortensen, whom I met just last month for the second time, and his wife and some of his children, a very gracious man, excellent communicator, very knowledgeable about all these matters, a man of deep conviction, is going to speak, first of all, on Jesus, evangelical scholars, and the age of the earth. Many people don't realize that Jesus Christ, our Lord, believed in a recent creation of the world. And we have strong statements by him to this effect that he will explain to us and the implications of that. His other two lectures will be, part one, millions of years. Where did the idea come from? People talk about millions of years as if they saw it happening. and were there when it happened. Totally wrong. These are presuppositions that are extrapolated into the infinite past on the basis of limited observation. It's a philosophic commitment, almost a religious commitment, you see, on the part of scientists to make time available for evolution by chance, out of nothing, into something, and finally we're here. Well, I myself was an evolutionist at Princeton University in 1942 and 43, taking courses in Earth origins such as paleontology and historical geology. I believed everything I was taught. My father was an evolutionist, my grandfather especially, and I just absorbed this as if it were gospel truth without even questioning or thinking through the matter. Here's an opportunity, friend, to hear someone who's been through this and to listen to a godly, gracious, and effective communicator, and we hope and pray that you'll be there to share in this possibly once-for-all opportunity to see things from this particular perspective.
Dr. Whitcomb, it's going to be a great day. People who come to this conference will be in a very friendly atmosphere, a very intimate setting, if you will, whereby they can not only hear you speak and hear Dr. Mortensen speak, they will have access through the book tables of Whitcomb Ministries and Answers in Genesis to some of the best creationist literature and material that is available. And certainly that's available in other ways as well, but they'll be able to stand right there and see the things that Answers in Genesis will have at their table, Whitcomb Ministries will have at its table, and they'll be able to purchase a book, or they don't even have to purchase a book if they already have the material, that's fine. They can have you sign their book. They can have Dr. Mortensen sign their book. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity. And I just hope that many will avail themselves of it. Many Christian school families and homeschool families, as well as those you've appealed to who maybe have never even been confronted with these things before. Our theme verse for the day is going to come from Psalm 95, verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And my hope and prayer is that this conference, the second annual day with Whitcomb Ministries, celebrating creation as the Christian's vital heritage, will be not only a great day of teaching, but just a refreshing day for someone who would just like to come and sit and listen and partake of not only the teaching, but the music that will be offered there at the facilities of Calvary Baptist Church in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. This will be on November 5th, Saturday of 2005. There will be actually a seventh session while the congregation that gathers that day is dismissed for lunch. By means of the wonders of technology, we'll actually be able to offer a seventh session that's entitled What's Happening with Whitcomb Ministries. It will be a multimedia presentation that will simply play continuously through the lunch hour, and someone can sit and watch that as well and learn much more about your ministry. And by the way, to find out more about Dr. Whitcomb's ministry even now, you can look right here on sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb, where you'd be listening to this message. You can also go on over to our brand new website at www.whitcombministries.org, and on both of those places on the internet you'll find much more about this conference, including links to other information about the people and the things that we're mentioning here in this broadcast. Dr. Whitcomb, I see that you are going to be bringing three messages yourself during the day conference. We already mentioned the evening message. We'll not dwell on that for the moment, but you're going to begin the morning, actually, right after 8:30 with a message on our God, the Sovereign Creator. And I guess that's an appropriate place to begin a conference on creationism as the Christian's vital heritage. Our God is the Sovereign Creator. Can you say a little bit about that message?
Well, it's amazing to me, Paul, how few Christians, I mean, even experienced, mature Christians, are thoroughly alerted to the reality, the spectacular reality, that that person who died on the cross outside of Jerusalem's walls between two thieves 2,000 years ago is the person through whom the whole universe was created. God the Father, we might say, planned it, but he committed to his Son to actually do the work of creation. Just as Jesus explained in John 5 that someday he will be the judge of all men, because after all, he is a man. He's the only member of the triune Godhead who also has a human nature and a human body, and therefore has been there, has experienced temptation, being tempted in all points, like as we are. So to think that God the Father has honored his Son, glorified his Son, by creating the universe through his Son, is a spectacular confirmation of the absolute deity of Jesus Christ, as explained in Colossians 1, John 1, 1-3, Hebrews 1, 1-3, and many such passages that tell us that it was Christ, the pre-incarnate Christ, of course, the second person of the triune Godhead, through whom the universe, the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, the galaxies, the electromagnetic spectra, the gravitational force fields of the vast universe around us, came into being instantly through the mere spoken word of Christ the Lord. We're going to look at the various passages that deal with that, and we're going to focus, of course, then on how this is explained in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. And friends, we trust that that will be a good start for the conference. My second message will be perhaps for young people, for children, very spectacular.
Well, Dr. Whitcomb, I'll ask you about that message in just a moment. But while you're thinking about that second message, let me just say, as Dr. Whitcomb mentioned earlier, that this is the second annual day with Whitcomb Ministries. Last August 28th of 2004, we had a very special conference that was entitled The Rapture, the Christian's Blessed Hope. And as Dr. Whitcomb mentioned, he gave some messages there as well, along with Dr. Tom Ice. And that was an excellent conference, Dr. Whitcomb, and people can actually get the CDs of that conference as well. They can catch up, see where we came from last year, and be ready to join us on November 5th as we go from the end of the Bible now back to the beginning. And you'll notice kind of a parallel theme, this year's title being Creation, the Christian's Vital Heritage. And a heritage, receiving a heritage, implies someone who is going to leave us something, going to give us something, gift us something. And in fact, your second message is talking about God's legacy. God's legacy, magnificent creatures. What's that all about?
Well, of course, one of the main instruments that evolutionists have traditionally used to discredit the book of Genesis is the discovery of enormous skeletons of once living reptiles that are called dinosaurs. And all of our textbooks in public tax-supported schools and all of the major universities that teach origins courses say, well, the dinosaurs, of course, evolved from amphibians, which evolved from fishes, which evolved from protozoans through billions of years, and out of the reptiles came birds and mammals and finally people. And that the reptiles, which we call dinosaurs, which of course is a Greek word meaning terrifying lizard, became extinct approximately 70 million years before human beings ever evolved. Well, friends, we have great news for you. As Ken Ham, one of the spearheads of the modern creation movement, has put it, we're entering now into the holy of holies of evolutionary uniformitarianism and take the dinosaurs back. Back from where? From total misunderstanding, misinterpretation, misuse, back where they belong, in the whole spectrum of creationism. They were created by God, They were contemporaneously with human beings. They were not millions and millions of years ago. In fact, if the biblical evidence, which we will deal with in Job and Genesis, is not sufficient, just recently they have discovered a skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus rex, and the bone material contained flesh that hadn't even decomposed yet. I mean, talk about it being millions of years old. We wonder how it could even be thousands of years old. These kinds of things we're going to bring to light, and we can guarantee one thing for sure, friends. Children will be fascinated by anything that's said that's somewhat intelligent and especially God-honoring and biblical, that will shape their thinking on the origins issue as long as they live.
Dr. Whitcomb, that sounds like that's going to be just a powerful presentation on magnificent creatures, and you've outlined that you're going to zero in on dinosaurs in that second lecture. I'm going to ask Dr. Whitcomb to speak about his third and final lecture of this upcoming conference in just a second. But let me say to those of you who are within range of coming to this conference, we hope that you will strongly consider doing so. There's information on our web pages of how you can be able to register for this conference. Maybe your whole Sunday school class or even your whole church would have interest in this conference. I want to say that the purpose of Whitcomb Ministries is not to in any way supplant or take the place of local churches, but instead to support and to minister to local churches. In fact, this whole conference is going to be extremely friendly to local churches. It's going to be held in the facilities of a single local church, Calvary Baptist Church of Menominee Falls. And it's going to involve participation by people from several local churches, including pastors. We're going to have the pastors who are going to host Dr. Whitcomb and Dr. Mortensen during their time in southeastern Wisconsin. We're going to invite them to come and lead in prayer at these sessions and highlight their involvement and their willingness to host Dr. Whitcomb and Dr. Mortensen, and really try to play up their involvement and their friendliness toward this ministry. So our hope is that this conference will just be nothing but an encouragement and a help and a point of strengthening churches and Christians, and of course reaching the lost as well in southeastern Wisconsin and the surrounding area. We believe it's going to be a really interesting and edifying morning and afternoon of sessions regarding creation, the Christian's vital heritage. And Dr. Whitcomb, your last session at the conference will be in the middle of the afternoon, and it's going to be called The Flood, A Judgment and a Warning. Now, we all know that you are well known for writing about the Genesis flood. And in what sense is the flood part of our Christian heritage as believers, and believers in the Lord God of creation?
Well, many people are unaware of this fact, of course, Paul, that the Genesis flood was the greatest single demonstration of the sovereignty of God the world has ever seen in terms of visible catastrophism. Now, of course, recently in the Indian Ocean, we were shocked and horrified to see a tsunami, a shock wave that moved 500 miles an hour across the Indian Ocean and hit 12 countries and killed over 200,000 people. That was just one collapse of a portion of the ocean floor near Sumatra. What would happen if Genesis is serious as God's revelation? At the beginning of the flood, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up. All ocean basins collapsed or experienced upheavals and created millions of tsunamis that swept the world for months. And on top of all that, amazing, amazing, a rectangular box is floating that contained the entire human race, namely 8 people that survived the flood, and 2 each of every kind of air-breathing creature, reptile, bird, and mammal, to repopulate the world at the end of that 371-day global catastrophe of water. Now, God told us in Psalm 29 that he reigned sovereignly as king upon the flood, that flood. There has never been another flood like it, never will be. The Rainbow Covenant is God's guarantee that that one will never happen again. Local floods, yes. A universal, global, mountain-covering one, never again. But there will be another flood that is a warning of, a precursor, explained in 2 Peter 3, a flood not of water, but of fire. A global catastrophe is coming. And we shall see in this presentation, God willing, the connection between what has happened in terms of the flood, what God showed us about himself, his limit to tolerating global rebellion under Satan, demons, and depraved people, and what that means for the future, and how people even today can enter into an ark to survive that fire flood. An ark not of wood, a person, Jesus himself. And we're going to see, Paul, with God's help and God's providential overruling, that Jesus and Jesus alone is the escape, the provision of God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. If we enter into Jesus Christ by faith, his finished work on the cross, confirmed by his resurrection from the dead, as the full and final sufficient payment for our sin forever, and just receive the gift that God offered us, because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have, right now, and have it forever, everlasting life. Those things, friends, we trust will have an impact on people's hearts, and to show them that biblical creationism and biblical catastrophism is relevant to biblical theology and evangelism and to assurance that we belong to a God who can keep his word, keep his promises, and specialize in the impossible, namely saving people who put their trust in Jesus and him alone.
Well, Dr. Whitcomb, this has been an inspiring time for me to talk about this upcoming conference. I know that we're all working very hard to prepare for and to promote the November 5, 2005 Second Annual Day with Whitcomb Ministries Creation, the Christian's Vital Heritage. We are wanting to use every means at our disposal that day through by means of technology, audio, and visual effects, and materials that we'll be able to distribute, not only things that will be for sale, but things that will be distributed freely to those who attend as well, to make this just as great of a day as we can for the glory of God and for the propagation of the truth of creationism and for the blessing of all who come. I hope, friend, that as you're listening to this, you will prepare and make plans to be with us, if possible, on November 5th in the facilities of the Calvary Baptist Church, Menominee Falls. Those are their new facilities, what they call their West Campus, brand new gymnasium that's being finished as we make this recording, and that's in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. You can find information about it here on our website, so I'll not try to describe it to you now. But this day is going to hopefully be one, Dr. Whitcomb, that we will remember with satisfaction and with fondness after it's over, as we look back not only on a great day outwardly, physically, but on a great day spiritually. That's our hope and our prayer. I wonder if you could just close this session by leading us in prayer and asking God's blessing as we prepare for this conference.
Father in heaven, every opportunity to open the Word of God, listen to you speak to us, and then share with others what we know you have said is an infinite privilege, an awesome responsibility. And may this conference prepare us even more to understand and to teach and share with others what you have revealed in the only book you've ever written, the Bible. May we be light reflectors into the deepening darkness of this world system, that men, women, and children can be attracted in spite of us, but because of you, through us, to the Savior who alone can meet our total eternal need. May Christ be glorified in this conference. May the evil one be defeated in his effort to thwart, to disrupt, to distract. May people not be hindered, those who desire to come to share with us on that great and happy day. We pray these prayers and thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name and for his glory, we ask. Amen.